This call is now being recorded.
Get on the street.
Hey, this is Gun Sully.
Hi, this is Tech Sully in the middle of the rain in a car.
Yes. And I'm
at work. I don't know if we've ever recorded with me being in a car before.
That's funny. We are at a point in America's history where the Patriot Act is under a lot of scrutiny, and Congress and the Senate are trying to hold accountability to the Patriot Act and also trying to get it passed, but trying to have some sort of measures of accountability. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, bro?
Okay, so I would like our country to be safe, but I don't believe the Patriot Act does much at all to make it safe.
Get
I think it's just
out
an invasion
of road. Thank you.
I think it's just an invasion of privacy that we get nothing out of, you know. The number of times the TSA or anything that's sprung out of the Patriot Act has ever caught a terrorist is negligible.
Right. Well, and it is very troubling to see the report that they did red teams running fake guns through the TSA. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
And they got through 95% of the time.
That was the percentage. Yeah, it was a crazy percentage. Basically, they can't stop anything. It's just theater to make people feel safer while giving up all of their rights. And it's like, if you're a liberal, you're like, oh, that's okay, I trust the government. If you're a Republican, you're like, we need to have this strength in place to stop terrorists that are invading our country. The problem is A, we're not stopping any of them, and B, okay, you know, my argument for the liberal folks is, okay, say Obama is a complete saint, and there's nothing wrong with him. Well, if you give him all of this power, that's okay, because he's a saint. But what if we elect, you know, Alex Hitler next? We've given the office of the president all the power to be able to listen to phone calls or whatever.
That's my aggravation that I have trouble explaining to people. You're dealing with the trouble that I'm dealing with when I'm trying to explain to people how America works. America works on precedent, legal precedent. If a legal precedent is established, that's the same for everyone. And that's, you know, which is why, you know, you can't run the city government so-and-so of so-and-where by Presbyterian Christian rules, because that will set the legal precedent that, Detroit, Michigan, now, 60-40 Muslim population, they can start instituting Sharia laws. And now that's precedent across the country. Well, so honor killings for your daughter, if she, dates outside of the faith, honor killings for her, that's totally okay, because the precedent has been set in Dearborn, Michigan, that's okay. And that's why, you know, I always have to explain that to people. That's like, well, Jesus is the Lord, though, and this is a Christian country. It's like, no. It's a country based on jurisprudence, which allows you to be a Christian here, but it is not a Christian country because you'll set religious precedent. And the same thing goes for the presidency. The same thing goes for the presidency, just like you said.
Along those lines, it's like I've had to explain to people, no, the separation of church and state protects the church as much as it protects the state. Say a group of Christianity, cranks up, they're like quiverful, they have to have, 20 babies per person, on average, And within 10 years, they take over as the dominant group of Christianity in the country. And, you know, they believe that you have to have a wok on your head and a shoe on your left hand at all times, you know. So if you break down the laws, the rules about, you know, legislating morality or, you know, pushing church onto state stuff, then in, you know, 20 years when this group takes over, they're going to, you know, force everybody to have a shoe on their left hand at all times. And traffic right. fatalities shoot through the roof. But, hey, the largest group of Christians is happy because, hey, their laws are being followed, you know.
Right. Yeah, it is just one of those troubling issues where you gotta try to explain to people the concept of jurisprudence, which is what, you know, it's the non-denominational guidelines that help us govern ourselves and each other without infringing on each other's rights. And you know, when it begins to be an issue where, you know, my lawn infringes on your lawn, metaphorically, that's where it becomes the, okay, we need to relook at this and it needs to go to a higher court. And, you know, so yeah, looking at it at the executive level, and this is one of those things where I tried to explain this to my friends back during the Bush administration when they said, Bush didn't help the people in Katrina. He didn't help the people in Katrina. It's like, okay, if one thing, Katrina's the name of the hurricane. You know, Louisiana and Mississippi was where the hurricane hit. So let's start with the very basics. And also, Louisiana and Mississippi have their own governments. And it's like, well, yeah, but Bush could have done something. Bush did do something. Bush said it's a state of emergency. Now, what all those governments are in place to do is to manage the local state level, what's that called? Emergency equipment. Mayor Ray Nagin of, I don't know why I'm blanking on names. All I can think is Pastor Christina in this.
New Orleans,
Louisiana, yeah. He refused to act and do his job, which his job was to secure his people, and they left. They just ignored all the safety measures and security measures that they had in place, and they said the federal government needs to help us. Well, here's the thing. The federal government has no business helping, because if the federal government has the ability, if you are giving George W. Bush the ability to flush out entire cities without any executive privilege or order to do so, you now live in a dictatorship. And they're like,
he
should have helped. And it's like, no. Ray Nagin
He should have marched in there with tanks and guns.
Yeah, exactly.
Forced people out of their homes. And, oh, I mean, it's like, yeah, people do not understand what they're asking for.
Yeah.
Right? You are asking,
Yeah. Congratulations. You've just described what a dictator could do. And since we live in a government where, you know, the local level and the state level, if, you know, when they exercise to the extent of their abilities, just a second. What's up? Or 6804? 6804, it's you gotta get back on Central and make a U-turn. It's the other half of this property. Yeah, the turn before Cindy Lane.
It's the other side.
Right after Lucky's, come in this direction. Yeah. And then come back towards this way. Yeah, and then turn right into the property just past Lucky's. Okay.
Mm. I hope he figures out what we were just talking about there. Okay. My concept, you know, trying to explain to people that you can't set that precedent of a president being able to march into a city and throw everyone out of the city, that that's what a dictator can do, because a dictator has full right over everyone. That's Ray Nagin's area. Ray Nagin needs to exercise all of his ability to protect his people. If, after exercising all of his ability, he needs the state's aid, he then reaches out to the governor. The governor's office provides state emergency management things and resources, and then if they need more, then they go to the federal. It's an oligarchy. It is not a dictatorship. So, yeah, it's absolutely infuriating to hear people not understand that. And Ray Nagin just completely just sat on his ass and just said, the federal government needs to help us, without doing any of his own work.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, therein lies the problem, is if everybody has a fundamental misunderstanding of this, did he not know? I mean, I've heard other governors say absolutely retarded things, and I'm like, okay, this is scary.
Yeah.
You don't understand how this works.
Yeah. Jeez. Hurricane Sandy, that was another one. We had to get federal aid for Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey for some reason.
Now, the interesting thing is happening in the world right now. I don't even know if you followed it at all. But the biggest story worldwide, but not so much in America,
FIFA?
Is Sepp Blatter stepping down from FIFA.
Yes.
What's the Last Week Tonight or whatever, This Week Tonight? I can't remember. What's the name of that show?
With Oliver?
Yes, John Oliver. He has a much better explanation of why FIFA matters and why it's so corrupt. But, I mean, right now, 1,000 people have died in Qatar building the stuff for the World Cup that's coming there. They're on schedule to kill about almost 2,000 to 3,000 people by the time the games happen.
Jeez,
and,
just a crummy work environment. Like, what is it? Just the, because a lot of times in those parts of the world they get immigrant workers from Asia.
Asia, China, Nepal, all these places, they promise them lots of money, and then, you know, there is absolutely no, and here's where I break for my libertarian brothers.
Go to the playground. Yeah. Go to the playground.
What were you saying? Are you talking about the fact there's no government oversight?
Yeah, there's absolutely no government oversight. So people are working at 120 degree heat with no water. So they're dying of heat exhaustion. There's no safety to make sure that anybody's rigged to things. You know, fall lines, good gust of wind knocks a couple of people off a building. There are all kinds of ways people are dying there. It's amazing that. Think that, you know, we in this modern era we're killing people at a faster rate than what was the Uber Dam? How many people died during that? Did you take that tour?
No. I just realized I haven't been out to Las Vegas.
Wow. That's dumb.
Right,
if this podcast thing shoots off, we'll have to go to some conference out there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I absolutely love casinos and that. I used to work for casinos, so that was my I'm pretty desensitized to the thought of gambling and making money. Because they will tell you right up front that.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm not a gambler, you know. I'm too very good at math.
Yes.
But I love, it's the last bastion of architecture, and there's just so many fun things to do when they expect you to be gambling. But I mean, the the comedy clubs, the magic shows.
The theaters they set up.
The M&M place there is fantastic. The Coca-Cola place is really cool. And just the architecture, I'm blanking on the name, the Venetian has a stinking river right going through the hotel.
Gee whiz, I would love to see
river.
That.
Yeah, and you can ride a gondola, and the guy sings while he, you know, swings you around.
That's really
you know,
cool.
It's just, I mean, that's the thing is I spend all my cash here just casino hopping, looking at all the different stuff. And I learned the trick. If you go there on the week of Thanksgiving, when everybody else is with their families, but we didn't have enough vacation time to do it. We went there on the week of Thanksgiving, and because we spoke English, we went to, I think, 8 shows comped, just because we spoke English and the pit boss could talk to them. They packed that town for every other country on the planet during Thanksgiving.
Mm.
So we
that
saw,
is pretty cool.
We saw 3 magic shows, a couple of motorcycles, indoor stunt shows, Penn and Teller.
Man. Oh, I'd love to see Penn and Teller live. I would be deathly afraid of them, like, asking for an audience volunteer. I want to be at a Penn and Teller show. I would love to talk to Penn Jillette, but I do not want to be on stage with them. I am very much afraid of that man.
Just because he's a towering, bombastic lunatic, that's all. That's
yes, yes, who will do something horrific. Their special effects with their magic shows are incredible. When they did the, what was the one where they did the Three Stooges, and they're like cutting each other's hands off. Fingers of blood squirting out everywhere. Disgusting. All right.
We went off topic there, but yeah, the whole concept is of FIFA. You know, FIFA is gigantic. You're talking about trillions of dollars. All over the planet. Every soccer ball you buy has the FIFA logo on it because, and you know that money there. I mean, there is just so much money involved, and so what happened is. Qatar and Russia are given the games. Russia actually pulled it up with Sochi. I think that they'll, you know, with the Olympics. So I'm not entirely surprised that they can pull up soccer. So that's not that big. But Qatar, where they're basically killing more people than Boko Haram ever could dream. It's the scary part. Sepp Blatter, 79-year-old guy, runs for re-election. It's like, at what point do you want to just go home, retire, and spend more time with your money?
Yes. Yeah, your billions of dollars that you've acquired by having negligent mobsters run your company. Go ahead.
What's that? I was going to say the one thing I got to hand FIFA is they really did have a racially diverse crew.
A racially diverse crew
all,
of mobsters.
Yes, as they're all being let off in handcuffs, I'm like, wow, that's really diverse of them.
I don't think it's a good time to be looking for that. Yeah.
If it happened in the NFL here in America, it would be a very white arrest, record there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, that's a great picture. Why didn't I put this picture up there? I got a picture of you and me, and I'm doing like the gun hand thing. and it's you with the Speed Racer shirt.
Yeah, it's not the one where I've got a hat on it with the brim flipped up and I look goofy.
No, not that one.
That's the one I promised you. You're only allowed to use if I die in some horrifically tragic way, yet heroically.
Daniel Sullivan died in a car accident after going back in, and fighting the flames to save his two children. And shows him pictures. Duh. All right.
Yeah, that's not the one to use if I snap and I'm on a water tower picking people off.
Yes, that would also
be
appropriate.
Although that would be hilarious. So I am a goofy goober.
Hey, this is why you're tech and I'm gun. They don't let you have guns.
Yes.
What? One too many bell tower jokes.
Yes.
If tech went to a gun store, that would pop up. It would pop up the word one too many bell tower jokes.
All right. So have you been doing show prep? Because I've been on the IT world.
I would love to hear your. The only show prep I've done. I have some interesting content I wrote and I popped it up on Facebook last night, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in me posting that.
I looked at that and it was 6 a.m. when I looked at it, and I was like, I cannot process these words at this point.
Yeah, that's what Sophia, I had to, she was already asleep. I woke her up to read it to her to say, like, hey, you know, how many lines does this cross? Will it be too confusing for anyone? And when I got done reading it to her, she basically stated, I had to wake her up twice while reading it. So she said, if someone reads it, they'll see that it's very smart, but no one's going to read it because it's too long.
Yeah, that's what happens. People are going to skim it and be like, black, Nazi, you know, so.
Girl, Yes. It will be very hard to follow if you skim it. Okay, cool.
You have to remember, brevity is the soul of wit unless you're writing a hardcover novel.
I'll be done in about a few minutes.
Or in my case, whenever I'm writing technical documentation, there's two different types of technical documentation. If I want you to do it yourself, I'll make it, limited number of lines, lots of pictures. If I'm trying to hide something in there, I will hand you 6,000 words.
Right. That's the legal.
It tells the absolute truth.
Yes. That's how you pass laws. You know, it's like, this is a law that will help everyone in kindergarten get their school supplies paid for them. Anyone going to kindergarten get school supplies, and also I get a boat.
Well, and Kansas gets new roads.
Yes.
Kansas or West Virginia, the two biggest pork barrel states. I gotta admit, I drive through West Virginia all the time, and doggone, those roads are smooth.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah,
that's our tax dollars at work. Every time somebody passes, I think it was Katrina aid, one of those, the bill for Katrina aid, repaved half the roads in West Virginia. They tack riders on everything, which, drives me bonkers. I think there ought to be one topic per bill. You vote on it, you approve it.
Well, I mean, what would you think of doing, like, just basically a page limit, like a 12-page limit? Because, that's the thing. Whenever someone says it's a 6,000-page bill, and it's like, you just copied and pasted War and Peace in there, and you copied and pasted a few technical manuals, and you copied and pasted a few other old bills, because, no one is typing 6,000 pages. You know for a fact that's not happening.
They're just taking old jurisprudence books and sticking them in there.
Well, no, I mean, okay, the first 20 pages, I don't know if you've sat down and read Bill's, but the first 20 pages
actually, me and Zani read Bill when we were working construction, because the big stink at the time was the ICE addendum in New Mexico. Was it New Mexico or Arizona? There was an addendum to, like, their ICE, the drug and gang task force for the state and federal government there in Arizona. The addendum was basically like, hey, if you see someone wearing gang colors and they appear to be in the MS-13 or one of the other illegal immigrants abusing, using, and populated with gangs, you are allowed to basically do stop and frisk on them. And that was where the big lie, which was being purported by not only the news media, but by the Obama administration, was that law was racist. And that law was, if someone is of a certain race, you'll stop and harass them and see if they have their papers and arrest them. And it wasn't. It was about, you know, if you see a guy wearing gang related colors or wearing gang tattoos or wearing or doing, you know, what would be suspicious activity, you could go ahead and act as that actionable, because it's about gang. It had nothing to do with illegal immigrants. It was about gang and drugs. And so but the Obama administration was, you know, acting like Arizona had just done, you know, just reenacted Jim Crow or something. And it's like, no, not at all. Me and him sat there in the Labor Finders lobby in Nashville. Me and Zani Youngdeer sat there in Labor Finders lobby in Nashville and read that. Read the bill on our phones.
The first five pages of any bill are describing what the bill is and what kind of language they're going to use in the bill. And they'll be saying the parties referred to as, you know, if it's one that involves individuals, they'll be, the parties referred to as this will be these people fitting this group. That group is described as being that, you know, it's like you have so much framework, which, you know, coming from a programming background makes sense. In a programming world, you're like, okay, I need to build a world. Okay, I first have to define gravity, then I have to define mass, then I have to define, you know, how objects interact with each other. Yeah, laws are basically doing that, because if you leave any wiggle room at all anywhere, then some a-hole will take advantage of the system. You know?
Right. And normally that's the person writing the bill, and they're doing that on purpose.
Well, I mean, there's unintended consequences all the time, you know, one of the anti-abortion laws actually by accident outlawed miscarriages.
Because
it said, intentional or accidental or natural causes. What they're trying to do is, you know, get somebody who couldn't take, well, I mean, there's certain, cultures that have roots and things that they take to do via abortificants.
You can buy those in the grocery store. I think it's the El Salvadorians have that down to a science, where you can just take a bunch of this herbal stuff that makes you cramp really bad. I saw it in the store, and it was like, you know, cramps, induction, blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, it's basically to make you miscarry.
The phrasing on it would have made naturally having a miscarriage illegal, you know, punishable with prison time, you know, in the way it was worded. That's the thing. The other places where people take loopholes out, SUVs, you know, there's an eco green credit you can take, or and I think that's a loophole, but, you know, if you if you bought a Hummer, there was a eco credit you could take. I've never been, you know, I drive hybrid cars because I drive so much. I've never been able to take any of the green credits yet. People with gigantic trucks are able to take them.
Jeez.
And yeah, in my state, they're threatened to add a tax to people who own hybrids. And I'm like, you know, the whole reason I own the hybrid is so I can save on gas. If you erase the savings I get from gas, like I'm damaging the road more than a bigger vehicle. Yeah, and it's just...
Yes, I'm sure your giant lump plug-in Prius just smashing the road to pieces.
Exactly. I need maniacs like me need to be stopped. Basically, is what they're saying.
You and Mr. Tesla.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Hold on. Here's another rant. My ongoing battle right now is with all the security bugs out there. You know, everybody patch your frickin' Java, patch your routers.
So basically, make sure your patches are up to date.
Well, and that's the thing. People don't check to see if their router needs patched. You know, I know I'm lax. I don't check every. You know, I usually have heard when there's something out there, but you know, sometimes your router is vulnerable, but the people who made it don't give a rip anymore because they're not making it anymore. Or in the case of Linksys, they've been bought and sold 3 times since they made that model. You know, so they may not really be able to care or have access to the that what they need to be able to make code to fix the problem. So.
Right.
Well, in your case, you're using your ISP's router, so you're safe. But so far as I knew,
I don't know. Like I said, Dregel and Bing popped back up 2 days after we did all the stuff. So I made sure I updated Malwarebytes. I deleted, because I ran Malwarebytes immediately, and it goes, no, you're good. I was like, no, I'm effing not. So I was like, okay, update your crap, and I'm going to delete Chrome. So I deleted Chrome, I updated Malwarebytes, had it run again, and then it's like, oh, we found, like, three things. You want us to get rid of those? I'm like, yeah, get rid of those. I reinstall Chrome through Firefox, and it worked out pretty well after that. It's not doing it. I did another scan, made sure it's up to date. It says clean. So hopefully it stays that way. But it was some sort of Chrome updater that was, you know, lying in wait for Chrome to pop back up so that it could say, hey, I'm going to update you now, Chrome.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Go to C Windows Tasks and delete out anything that doesn't say, like, Google Updater or whatever, because that might be how it's coming back.
Yeah, that's my thing. It was something that – it was some sort of Google Update thing that that wasn't really a Google Update.
Yeah, I'm saying, go to that directory and see if there's anything hanging out. Because it could time bomb for another week out or whatever.
Right. Did I ever show you the message that I gave to the, that I handed over to Verizon? It was, I got a letter from Verizon saying, hey, you know, you can, you know, you need to pay us this amount of money and blah, blah, blah. Also, don't tell don't call Verizon about this. And I looked at it and it said, Verizon America's number one network 2 was the name of the thing. So So it was Verizon America's number one network too, had sent me this thing claiming to be Verizon. And it was to like some PO box in Des Moines or something crazy like that. And I was like, all right, this is just too funny that they even thought somebody would fall for it. So, of course I called them. I scanned in a picture of it and sent it to them. And the lady had a good laugh on the phone. She's like, I like that it tells you not to call us. That's a real, you know, like if there wasn't a red flag already from America's number one network too, your red flag's going to go up when you see don't call. Oh, good. All right.
Oh, sorry. I got a phone call from the IRS yesterday. Now, you know, I like we've covered on the show before, I have paid out. I've paid out the wazoo for taxes. So I know I don't owe anything. But it tells me this is my final warning. I will be arrested unless I get a Green Dot credit card for $300 and call this number. And it gave me the number, and I wrote it down, and I'm like, I am so tempted to get a burner phone and just F with this guy for as long as I can.
Right.
But, you know, because I've done that before with the Windows scammers, you know, where they call up and say, hi, we're from Windows, or, you know, we're from Microsoft, you know, and your computer is doing bad things. We need to get into your computer.
Yeah.
So I let the one guy onto my computer, and it was a Chrome VM I set up. In other words, it's not Windows. And he's like...
I get what you're saying. I don't know what the tech means. I'm guessing you mean it's an entrap. It's a trap that you set him up into.
Yeah, basically, it had his IP that he was coming in from, and had he stayed on the line longer, I would have gotten his location.
Yes.
Now
that is,
you know,
within
range. I could have at least, you know, come up with which country it was, because I was trying to fervently search it on the other computer as he's in there.
Right. I just remember the one time when you, right after you had done that, you told me about that, and then there was a family gathering. I think it was Hannah's wedding. We're heading off to, and then as I'm sitting in the back seat with my wife, the phone rings, and I was just like, "Oh crap! No, man, it's one of them." It's the guy. Your computer is having problems. I am from Microsoft. I was like, "Oh, is it? Oh crap, dude."
Yeah, I can't remember. Did you mess with him, or did I mess with him, or did we just drop it?
No. No, it, the guy hung up almost immediately when I started laughing at him.
I had the one guy on the line for a long time, and I got him to tell me where he's from. He said he's from Pakistan. I asked him if he was a Muslim. And he says, oh yes. And I said, does your mother know she raised a scum of the earth scammer? And, he goes, do not talk about my mother.
Yes.
Which was absolutely brilliant. And I need to look up what the, you could probably do this. Ask one of your friends, what the punishment for scamming somebody is in Islam.
Yes, that is a good question. Let's try to check that out.
I definitely want to use that the next time one of those Microsoft guys, you know, to be clear, it's not actually Microsoft, it's the We're From Microsoft scam.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, my daughter's been in...
Right.
In the room when I was ripping into one guy.
Yeah. I just want to say to the public, Microsoft will not call you if your phone is messing up. Not only do they not have your number, they don't care.
Yes.
They
have never done anything proactively ever to stop a virus. This is also a joke. Don't sue us.
Yes.
Actually, I have to say, I mean, virus, the number of viruses we've been picking up, and that's the hilarious thing. Macs don't get viruses is the marketing line, right? Well, there is stuff that looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, lays eggs and raises other ducks that can get on a Mac. But, you know, if you say, I've got this problem with this virus on this Mac, nobody will go, oh, let me help you. They'll all say, it's not a virus.
Yes.
Okay,
here's just a program that I didn't install that installed itself and is duplicating itself on my hard drive and infecting my core with itself. So, yes, okay, it's not a virus. It's a program. Sure. Get rid of it.
Great. Yes.
Yeah, this would be a great time to say that in the D.C. metro area, this show is brought to you by D&M Consulting. That's Delta, Alpha, November, Delta, Mike, Consulting.com, D&M Consulting. They will help fix your computer. And, of course, if you're in Central Virginia, and you know how to get a hold of them, you can always call Tech and the A-Team. That's who he works for. Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, actually,
I don't know.
Like, we only take business clients, so you better be a business if you call us. And, actually, we've been busy enough recently, I wouldn't even push people to call us. Which is a good thing, I can't complain.
So you're turning away customers. Well, I would suggest turning your customers over to D&M Consulting in the D.C. area.
There you go. All right. Well, I have to wrap this up because I am now home and our mother is at our house and I have to move a desk.
Well, say hello.
My daughter.
Say hello to Mother.
Joy, my daughter has the writing desk from Grandpa's house.
Oh wow!
So
I love
that staying in the family, and you know that it's going to be continued to be used. All right, signing off.
Eric, Biogenios, this is Gun. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye.